Now we're up to Sif Vav and Zayin, which are two sides of one shaila. I just would like beforehand to mention to you an interesting shaila and the Yesaidis Nikamachlaikis that comes Lamaisa and Tfilas Kalim, but which is in the Lomdis of Dine Mikvai, of Hilchas Mikvais. The shaila is the following. Let us say that you have an electrical device that requires tefillah. You have a sandwich maker, or a blintz maker, or all of these different contraptions, French fry maker we used to have in the dorm, or a toaster that needs tefillah. Does it require tefillah with the electric cord or not? Let's assume the electric cord is permanently connected to the device. Do you have to tevel it with the cord, or is it enough to just dip it in and pull it out with the cord, and that's good enough? Now, certainly the Hashkafa Rishayna is that the electric cord doesn't need tefillah. The electric cord isn't something that's touching the food or part of the Kli Meichel. Let me tell you an interesting machlaikis. I don't recall if I mentioned this, but the lumdis of it is an interesting lumdis. When you have a hot water urn, a typical hot water urn, the hot water urn is really a contraption that has two devices that are connected one to the other. On the bottom you have a heating element, just like you can go into the store and buy an electric burner. And on top you have a pot. The hot water urn is just that someone came, he put the burner on the bottom and the pot on top, and then he put a piece of metal all around it and made it into one contraption, and he sells it as a hot water urn. But it's actually two kalim, one on top of the other. Now, we all know that a pot requires tefillah and a burner doesn't require tefillah. Nobody's tevel a burner because the burner doesn't touch the food directly. When you have a hot water urn, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that if you do not wish to get the bottom wet, you don't want to get the electrical component wet, you can do the following. You fill up the hot water urn with water to the very top, then put a board or a piece of metal on it, turn it upside down, then go into the mikveh, preferably remove your clothing first, go into the mikveh, immerse this hot water urn into the water, up to the point which is the pot section of the hot water urn, remove this board. Now the reason you need the board is because if you take a hot water urn, turn it upside down, go into the mikveh, the air would be trapped inside, and you couldn't get water into it. So you fill it up with water, turn it upside down, go into the mikveh, lower it in, remove the board. There's now a hashaka of the mei mikveh to the water which is in the hot water urn. The hot water urn becomes mei mikveh. And you tevel it that way, you're not required to tevel the burner. The burner is not a chelik that needs tefillah. And therefore, although the top is protruding outside of the water, it doesn't matter because that which requires tefillah, which is the kli, is teveled. You're going to tell me that, okay, the hot water is a burner and a pot. But now that they're sort of soldered together, when I'm tiveling it, the bottom of the pot is not being tiveled because water is not getting in there. So the answer is the water is not going to get in there anyway. That's called the beis hastarim. It's a part of the keli which is permanently hidden, so to speak. It doesn't need tefillah. And in mele, you can tivel it by turning it upside down and tiveling it that way. That's Rav Moshe's psak.
What? If you're not using it, what if you have a vessel that's integrally part of, say, an electric?
First, let's talk about this case, and then I'll talk about something like a George Foreman grill. We'll talk about that in a minute. One sec. So here, when you're tiveling it, you're tiveling the part that needs tefillah. Certainly, Rav Moshe would hold that an electric cord doesn't need tefillah. You can tivel the toaster without the electric cord, because the electric cord component doesn't need tefillah. Dain Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak disagrees, and listen to what the Lomdis depends on. A beis hastarim doesn't need tefillah. An example of a beis hastarim is your mouth. When you go into the mikveh, You don't have to open your mouth to let the water in. You can close the mouth. There's a chatzitza parcels inside, but if it's roi l'bias mayim, you can tevel and keep your mouth closed. The truth is the beis hastarim is not even the mouth. The stomach, your stomach is a beis hastarim, and you don't, water doesn't get into your stomach, but that's okay because a beis hastarim is not a chatzitza, it doesn't need tefillin. The Mechas Yitzchak argues the din that the beis hastarim doesn't need tefillah is not true. It's not true it doesn't need tefillah. It needs tefillah. It's just that what's on it is not a chatzitza. But it still has to be totally surrounded by mikvah water. So that when a person travels in the mikvah, his stomach is totally surrounded by mikvah water. Either it's a chatzitza, his sides or his lips are blocking his mouth. It doesn't matter. It's not a chatzitza. And therefore, as long as you're totally surrounded by mikvah water, it's okay. He says, Ramesh is Eitza, the keli is not totally surrounded by mikvah water, because the bottom of the pot, which is now touching the burner, is from on top, is not surrounded by water. It goes out to the air. So that, they're arguing in the lumdis of the Beis HaStarim. Ramesh is the Beis HaStarim, pshat is it doesn't need tefillah, and therefore his Eitza is good. And Dayan Weiss argues that it's not pshat, it doesn't need tefillah. It needs tefillah. It has to be surrounded by water, but it's just not a chatzitza. So Lamaisa, this is their argument.
It
has to be totally surrounded by water all around. Right? And therefore, the machlaikis would be nageya to our shayla. If you have to tevel the cord, let's say you're teveling a toaster, does the electric cord have to be teveled? So that the halacha lemaisa is totally in this machlokes, this argument as to how a beis hastarim works. I can't paskin in such a machlokes. What? The cord itself doesn't need tefillah. The machlokes would be if the place where the cord is touching the kli, which does need tefillah, if that spot has to be surrounded by water. And since that part is surrounded by the cord protrudes, it's not totally surrounded by water. That's right. That's what he said.
Why does it
to the burner where the food doesn't touch the cord? The food doesn't touch the cord, but as long as the burner is soldered to the pot. Well, the cord is touching a little round part of the toaster. That round part of the toaster, Diane Weissold, needs tefillah, and therefore, as long as the cord is blocking it, if you don't cut off the cord, then you have to immerse the cord.
You take the cord out. If it's removable.
Yeah, if it's removable, that's fine. Then everyone would agree, yeah.
The point is further than if you have a regular place and it has a label on the outside, when you table it, it's totally covered with water also.
If you have a label on the outside, if it's not chaitzitz, if it's a label that you're not makbid on, that you want to have on, then an achinami. It's not chaitzitz, and if you tevel it, it's good. If it's a chatzitza, though, everyone agrees. Chatzitza is davar hamakbid, something that you're mute hamakbid. If you have something that's either blocking rive of it, even if you're not makbid, or a miut if you're makbid. Makbid means that you would remove it.
So, for example, if you have a fancy crystal plate,
right,
you want to have a label on the outside,
you prefer to have the label stay on,
yeah.
So it's not a chatzitza, not a chinami. Right.
Now, what would happen, say, for example, if you have a regular urn where the cord comes off?
Where it pulls out.
Where it pulls out.
Everyone would agree you don't have to travel the cord.
Could you then just put a piece of tape on the hole where the cord goes in, so that when you travel it normally, the water won't go into the electrical part?
According to Ramesha, if you put it wouldn't matter if you put tape there. Since that part could be sticking out of the water, so putting tape on it doesn't make it any worse. It's a problem. Because Dayan Weiss says that it's only din hilchas chatzitza, you still need tefillah. And therefore, the No, but he's saying it's a chatzitza to the part that doesn't require tefillah, just that that part requires to be surrounded by mikvah water, it doesn't require chatzitza, I'm not sure, maybe you're right, maybe he would be maida, as long as it's surrounded in water, he'd be maida to Ramesh's Eitz. Okay. Sorry, I'm saying goodbye memory. As far as other electrical kalim, we're going to deal a bit in Siv Zayin about, yeah. It probably is, and if you learn through a tshuva, there are probably Maror Mekayimus that are part of that discussion. I don't recall. Yeah. You can tivel almost, I say, I'll explain what the almost is. Almost all electrical things can be tivel. They come with a sticker that says, do not immerse in water. Water does not do any... Yeah, the sticker that says, do not immerse in water should be removed. Something that it has no electricity going through it, and is wires and different pieces of metal and or other things, does not become ruined by water. Water doesn't damage a wire. If you tivel it, it's fine. The problem with water is that water tends to short-circuit electricity. Water, it's funny, because technically water itself, I believe, does not conduct electricity, but it becomes a superconductor with other things in it. That's the way I remember from school, that the water itself doesn't conduct, but it becomes a superconductor with other things. What?
I think the problem is that it does conduct, and therefore the current goes through the water.
I think that H2O, the way I remember, our professor is not here. What?
The ionized water
does not conduct. It's
but
only...
Tap
water does because of whatever else it is that makes it. Anyway, the point is that it's going to short circuit it because the electricity is going to use the water as to complete a circuit and a short circuit eventually burns things out. So as long as you don't plug it in at a time that it's wet, it should not do damage. So you leave it unplugged, you leave it dry for 36 hours or whatever, 48 hours, whatever pleases you. The exception would be things that have computer chips that have electricity going through it, that has a memory. There are some coffee machines that apparently that have computer chips that have memories. I don't know what they need memories for, but they have such a device. Maybe have a clock that's running all the time.
Remember
how you like. Or some have timers that the coffee goes on in the morning, so it's got a clock and it's running. If there's running electricity all the time, you can't tivel it. It's going to short circuit it. And what you need to do, the only eitzah, is to sell it to a guy and then to use it as a guy's. Excuse me? You can wait for the winter for a big snowstorm. The Chachmas Adam says that you can tivel drabbanons in snow, but not deraisis. Because
the
machlokes. No. Things that are chayiv and tefillin with drabbanon, you tivel in snow. And not metal, so it's not a good answer. No, it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says snow is good. It's machlokes if it means snow that melts or snow that's still frozen. It's a machlokes actually tanoim. It's machlokes lahalacha. And therefore, we make it only in glass, not in metal.
Well, if you're going to sell it to a guy, and this is really a large question, like selling comments to a guy, and when you explain to a guy what you're doing,
I don't think so. I think when you're doing it not to teach them Torah, just for your own purposes, I don't think. And we sit and we teach the guy Hilchos Kinyanim when we sell the chametz.
But when you're telling the guy, right. I'm selling it to you because I really don't...
It says in Halacha, you're allowed to tell a guy this is done for technical reasons. It says in Hilchos... in Hilchos Erevin, you're allowed to tell the guy.
What I'm supposed to do by giving it to you?
What? Yeah, Lachai, when you go to the store, you can have a mind behead you. I don't want to be kind of it, and then that will be a p'tor. Because you can't be kind about karcha. There's no kinyan about karcha.
You have in mind, you're not kind of it. I give you the paper, you take it.
Right. Yeah, you have a mind. That's good. It's an eight. So no, but the Mordechai says to only use it on Shabbos. The Makar is the Mordechai in the second parak in Beya. The Mordechai says if you're stuck on Shabbos, be macked into a guy and then use it. But the Mordechai says when it comes a weekday, go back and title it. So he seems to say that it's to use via
Bishas. So something like this, you're so to a guy, and then you say, I don't want to borrow it from him to grab it. That's okay. Borrow it, it will be okay.
So
It's a harama. It's slightly better. In Hilchis Pesach, the Achreinim talk about this harama that we use. So there's a dispute if we use a harama because it's a drabanon on Pesach, because midrash a bittul be'al masagi, or there are those who argue that even if you wouldn't use a harama, by kinyanim you could use a harama because a kinyan is a matter of fact. It's a fact. It happens that it becomes his. So when he does a kinyan, he owns it. The fact is he owns it. Whether he really wants it, he doesn't really want it, you really want it, but the fact, it's a matter of absolute fact that if someone's kind of something, he owns it. And that's why the so-called harama of Mechiras Chametz, even though Chametz is a karis, works. I think some Sefer says that in the Tshuva, that it's not true haramas work only for drabanan and not for deraisas. He holds that Chametz is called a deraisa, and afal pi kein, it's good, but technically he owns it. So since he owns it. That do not. The ones in Eretz Yisrael, yeah. There are some that come that they don't need tefillah. The pump burns, right? They won't. I presumably because they're made by yin. The matan is fine as long as he's paying it. I should give you a coin also to cut him in a tirek. You should do kinyan deraisa. Kinyan deraisa, you know, by guys, the machlokes with deraisa, it's kesef or hagbah. You should do both. Both. No, matana, everyone's mighty. It can be kind of matana without kesef. I don't know. A guy gave me money for the kelim in my father's bakery. He happened to be doing mechiras chametz at the time. He was going to make money for the other things. But for this, he gave me money, and that was it. Okay. Harama has nothing to do with the Tavi Amitzvah. If a guy owns it, there's no Chiyuv Tefillah, whatever it means. It's hard to say Svara. They write something along the lines that that this idea of Kedushas Yisrael, and when it comes from a non-Kedushas Yisrael into Kedushas Yisrael, it needs Tefillah. It needs to be Tefillah is always when something goes to a higher Madrega. Gary needs Tefillah. From Tomatari need to feel it always goes to higher Madrega. If it's staying in the lower Madrega, it's a geis. There's no reason to use it. It's not going to higher Madrega. What? Taras Yisrael, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to learn in Sifches if we ever get there that this machlokes of this ishtamshus is the rest of Drabanan. There's a difference of opinion, so we'll see. But the chiyuv tefillah is certainly there. Alright, so Vav and Zion discuss the following shaila, two sides of the same shaila, and that is the rule of maimid. Now let me explain maimid, and we're going to learn the two sifim. Maimid is something which gives a keli the ability to be usable. The Gemara's example of Maimid is somebody has a kli of, let's say, cheres, which doesn't need tefillah, gets a hole in it, and they melt some lead into the hole to make the keli usable. The question is this now a metal kli, which requires tefillah, or a cheres kli, which doesn't require tefillah? The truth is the Machlokes in the Braisa is talking in a case of Hilchis Tumah, not Hilchis Tevilas Kelim. It's the same idea. Do you go according to the Maimid L'chumra?
Even so you get the minimus plug of metal?
Even?
It's a plug of metal.
That's what we mean, a plug of metal.
Even that minimal.
As long as it was not usable without it, does the Maimid give a kfiyus of a Shem HaKli? This is the Shaila. Sivav and Siv Zayin are two sides of the Shaila. Sivav is talking, you've seen the pictures of the old wooden barrels. The old wooden barrels were made out of wood with metal rings on the outside that held them together. So you picture in your mind, you have a wooden barrel, metal rings on the outside. Obviously, the keli itself, wood, would not need tefillah. The question is whether these metal rings that are the maimid that give it its form, make it into a metal kli that requires tefillah. So we have here a machloikis, the mechaber and the shach. Let's learn a sivav. Kli eitz sheyesh lechashukim shabazel. If you have a wooden keli that has chashukim shabazel, what? Belts of metal. What? Chashukim kesef. Okay, good. All right, so they have belts of bars on the outside. Shemami demaisai einaitan tefillah. And Mechaber says that it does not require tefillah. And the Shachid Beis says tzarechin. He asks the Beis Yosef pasuk Kilchas said yesh l'tayv loy b'lay bracha. The Misapkalan yazlina basamaymir loy. He says in the Beis Yosef it's a safik la'alacha if you go basamaymir, and that therefore it should require tefillah. And therefore he says to table it without a bracha. It could be when you have to table it, where if not for the eights, the keli would not have been misukin at all. The eights umamidai. And the eights is maimid the keli. Yud beis again. Tzarchin, Beisyaz, Pazachos, Yeshatav, Lai Bracha, the Misapkal, Yazim, Basamayim, Lai, Via Dakri, Mashim, Maskanasa, Yachin, Kazav, Zayfilchus, Tvila, Shal, Mariel, Yeshatav, Lai Bracha, Yachin, Kazav, Yisav, Heter, Klaun, Luchest, Mem, Test, Yeshatav, Lai Bracha, Oyim, Kela, Machayim. Easy shot. He doesn't even bring pro and con. He just says that, that Lamaisa, it's a Safik if you go Basamayim, and therefore the halachi is that you have to tovel it without a bracha. So we have here a normal machlaikis, machaber, shach, straight out machlaikis.
We had a big, if you now, have a big keli, if you make a hole, what's the age? It's too big to table. Make a hole in it.
Right, indeed, repairs it.
And repair it.
There's nothing to do with this.
Well, because, but that repair, not because of that repair, that became your keli, that made it into a keli. So why is that different than a maimed? Why is that not a maimed over there? That now made it into a
keli. Yeah, but if it's not a keli, it's, everyone agrees. Kozmat, it's not a kli, it's patef and tefillah. Whoever makes it a kli is mechayev it.
So let's say if you had this is not the band, but maybe an example, kli cheres that you had a hole in it and you put metal in it now.
It's a legitimate issue, but it's not the same issue. Here the issue is the shema kli. The question of who made it is legitimate shaila if it should go basamayim it or not. But I don't want to get away from this. The shaila here is the kli, the type of kli. If it has a shem kli matchis or it has a shem kli eitz. So the mechaber holds you don't go basamayim it. And the shach holds that at least misafik you do go basa maimed, and even in the Peskim Achrayim we find differences of opinion how to be naik. If I recall correctly, the Chochmas Adam says to table without a bracha, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes a lashon that loy reinu hanaik in Litvail. Nobody tables wooden kelim.
Is the eighth part or is the metal part?
That's exactly the question. Is the metal? Belt that holds it together enough to give it a shem of a kli, of a metal kli. That's good for the dispute.
Now,
generally we pass like the shach. Here, though, the shach himself is mesupik. You can argue that the sfeika shal shach shouldn't be mighty me'avadei shel ha. It's different in Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. In Beis Yosef he writes a safik and the Shulchan Aruch he paskins. We find such a thing. One was earlier, one was later. Yes, steers in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Yad HaChazaka. We don't consider it a steer. What? No, it was later. The Shach held that what it said in Bessias, it is Mestaver. The Viedak and Maisha, the Ramah brings it as well. Look, now here's where the Shaila is a very difficult one. Because normally, for us, it's not hard to tevel. So we'll tevel. The shaila becomes extremely complicated in the case of Teflon frying pans. I'll explain why. A Teflon frying pan is a pan that has a layer of plastic between the pan and the food. Plastic, according to the Minhag most of Klal Yisrael, does not require tefillah. However, obviously the Teflon by itself could not be a kli. It needs the metal pan all around it to give it its form. Therefore, it would appear that according to the Mechaber, a Teflon frying pan is pata from tefillah, and according to the Shach, you table without a bracha. Now, the Shaila gets complicated as follows. Let's say you'll say, you know, it's a machlaikis, I'll tovel it without a bracha, finished. What happens? What happens later is the Teflon eventually starts to peel. Especially if you cut, you have a piece of, you have an egg in there or something, you take a knife and you cut it in the pan. So little do you know, you're cutting the Teflon as well. Now here, I remember, Chaim, you asked me the Shiloh once. You had a Teflon frying pan. So it started to peel. Now, think about what happens. When it peels, now the metal is touching the egg or whatever it is you're making. So listen to what happens. Till now, the machabe said you don't have to tovel it because the metal doesn't touch the food and he doesn't hold of magnet. The shach said you have to tovel it. So you are machmir, like the shach, you are to tovel it. Now, some plastic peeled off. Now the metal is touching the food. Now, according to the machaber, you have to tovel it. Because according to the machaber, till now, there was no chiyuv tefillah. The metal didn't touch the food. Now that the metal is touching the food, so like the machaber who held the tefillah till now was nothing, now you have to tovel it. Now what makes it bad is as it peels, as more and more of it peels, you're going to have to tovel it every time. Might as well just pull off all the Teflon and tovel it. Because tendency of the Teflon is that as soon as it starts to peel, it keeps on peeling. And therefore, this machlaikis, in the case of a Teflon kli, but makes things very... What? But you'd like to machab with a bracha, but since you already isolate the shach, you're not going to make a bracha now, according to the shach. You don't need a bracha the second
time. Not just the machab, the shach also. The shach only says it's suffering, so it doesn't help.
But I'll say not to make a bracha either time.
Right, but it's still suffering.
Even like the shach, the suffix, you should tovel it once the Teflon peels. So we're going to tovel the Teflon because of the suffix. So you want to be yotzei the shach. Tovel it without a bracha. Once it starts to peel, it becomes a problem.
Once it's a little bit peeled off, it's already a klimachis. So that should be enough, even if it peels more and more.
Even if it peels more and more. So it's a klimachis, and even the part that's under the Teflon. Now more of it is becoming a klimachis. It shouldn't matter, that's what you're saying?
Why don't we take the basis for
one second.
The question:
where,
when
is it?
Become,
how much is enough to make it a
kli?
Yeah, aren't you making it?
I'm not sure. You're making it. You're making. Are you making it a kli? It's really a kli. You think you're making it a metal kli? It's a lumdish atayna. In lumdish, you're making a kli, but I'm not sure.
Maybe why don't I say it's a metal kli that has basis storm? And you tabled it. Now, what happened to basis storm?
When did, was it a metal keli? Before it started to peel, it wasn't a metal keli. But the mechaber holds that it's not a metal keli. The mechaber held that it's not a metal keli. It was potter from tefillah. You could tell 100 times it was potter, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but right. Once it becomes a metal keli, then you tie one and that's it. The question is when and what
point. Once it becomes a metal keli in one spot.
No, but then it's a
metal
keli.
No, but then it's a metal keli. Then you're talking.
Could be. Could be then it's a base of starim. Once it's a metal keli. Perhaps. Maybe you're right. What? It's a maimed. It's a regular maimed. It's not a keli as chayav tefila until now because the metal doesn't touch the food. Instead of the metal doesn't touch the food, it's part of the tefila. According to the shita, maimed is chayav or maimed is potter. Like one shita, it's chayav tefila. One shita, it's potter from tefila. If you tell things that are potter from tefila, it doesn't count for anything. If it's potter from tefila, doesn't it? I don't know. I told him it's a lumdish shetaina, but I don't know if you can say the yin made it into a keli. I don't know.
Why step on the mind? It doesn't like
the metal is the maimed to the Teflon, that's what I mean. The Teflon is what touches the food, but the metal is maimed to the Teflon, it gives the Teflon its shape. Now, Sivzayin is the reverse case. Sivzayin, now the picture here is very unclear. Apparently, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, it was clearer exactly. But the Mechaber says, "Kli shel kesef mechubah b'kli shel eitz." You have a metal kli attached to a wooden kli, sarach tvila. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say which part is touching the food. It's very hard. Kli shel kesef mechubah b'kli shel eitz, sarach tvila. Which is touching what? Is the wood the base or is the metal the base? So the Taz writes that if he means that the wood is touching the food and the metal is not, it would be a stiris of Avos HaZayin. So it must mean that the metal is touching the food. But the metal itself couldn't stand. It has a wooden base that gives it its ability to stand. The Gra in Yud Zayin says it in a few words. Kaishel kivon de mishtamesh b'saych ha-kesef. Says Gra Yud Zayin, the first four words. Kivon de mishtamesh b'saych ha-kesef. Since the shimush of the food is in the metal, and so here you have a reverse case. The metal itself is a keli, and the maimid is the eitz. So here he's saying, the food touches the metal, you have to title. Do you have to title with a bracha? Maybe here we should go basa maimid and say that the maimid is eitz. The thing that gives it its form is the wood. So Shach Yud Gimel says, tzarech tvila mashma v'tzarech bracha, that it needs a bracha. Afal gav de beis yosef pasah b'kai shal kesem amida shaleit yishal tovloi b'loi bracha. Beis yosef, I guess l'shitasa is mesupik, says without a bracha. Yishlema de hasem ilav ha'eitz l'yaya kais mesupin klal. If not for the wood, the kais wouldn't be able to work at all, you tovloi without a bracha. Veitzu ma'amidai. Avalach ha'mayri shek heisu kaisu kilchasai. The kais really works. Rakshu mechuber b'kliyetz. Now listen carefully, because in a minute you'll see this is nogeya. He's saying here that really the Beis Yosef Safik, in the case of the wooden barrels, if you go Basa Maimid, is a reverse Safik here. If I have a metal kli, which by itself is useless, and it has a wooden part that makes it useful, so he's saying you should title it without a bracha in a case, what was his lashon, Ilava Eitz, Lo Yaya Kais Mesukin Klal, where you could not use it without the wooden part, then you tovel it without a bracha. Now let me give you an example where this is negeya today. Just about every blender or coffee maker, which is made of plastic and has metal blades. Now the metal blades touch the food. You certainly have to tovel it. So picture a blender. The blender, the component that holds it, the pot that holds the food, the rest of it certainly doesn't need tefillah. The pot that holds the food is made out of plastic. They're all made out of plastic today. The metal part is only the piece that you plug into the bottom that the blade that cuts it is made out of metal. The same thing with all the different la machines. The whole structure is made out of plastic. The blades that actually do the cutting are made out of metal. Now there's no question you have to tovel the metal, it touches the food. The question is, do you tovel with a bracha or without a bracha? This shach is saying that any time the metal part is by itself a ilava eitz loyaya kais mesukin klal, were it not for the wood, or in this case the plastic, the metal would not be usable at all. He's saying that goes into the safik if you go basa maimid, and therefore you would have to title b'loy bracha. Therefore you would title without a bracha. So in all these cases where it has metal and the maimid is the plastic, since we have a safik, if you go basa maimid, this would be lakula. The other way, the maimid would patter. On the tzad, the maimid patters, you would make tefillah without a bracha. This is the psak of the shach. Were it not for the shach, we could be mechalik. We could be mechalik, and we could say that it's different. A wooden thing with metal. Shailas if it gives it a din of a metal also. But if the metal touches the food, I would think you could certainly title the metal with a bracha. He's saying, no, the shailah of maimid works reverse as well. And just like the Beis Yosef was mesupik by the metal rings around the wooden barrel, if not for the maimid, the wood wouldn't stand. The same thing, where you have metal, and the maimid is wood or plastic, you're tovel without a bracha. This is the chiddush here. So bottom line is to tovel without a bracha. That you don't make a bracha because of the fact that this is a questionable... Right.
And at least at the beginning of the barrel's life, without the metal around it, it would just spread apart, wouldn't be a change. Whereas in a blender, that metal, you can only touch it with tools.
Right.
But you could use that, you could take that blade off, you would be able to use
the blade. In most situations, the blades are not usable, but even if it were usable, it would be enough to mechayev tefillah. If you go basa maimid, the maimid is made out of plastic. If you hold halchan achra maimid, that would be a reason to pass. Well, if you can't remove it, you're going to have to tie up the plastic anyway. You don't have much choice. But if you could remove it, you would still have to...
No, you don't make a bracha.
You don't make a bracha again. The Shach says, when do you make a bracha where the metal keli is usable by itself? If you have a metal cup, that also plugs into something that heats it up, but you remove it, the cup is usable, so you tie it with a bracha. But if the metal component is not usable without the Eitz HaMisaknei, then not. Yeah, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about the blender exactly. We have to discuss that. If you have to, I mean, if you can separate it, where it's possible to separate it. Well, it's not possible to separate. You have to tie it because of the chatzitza issue, because of the other issue. But let's say you could separate it. All right, let's talk about it. Let's finish the Rambam.
How does the Rambam understand the shot? Make a bracha on it. How do we understand that it's usable even without the mamid that's wood? It doesn't
really
clearly say that in the Shach.
It clearly says in the Shach. It doesn't say clearly in the Mechaber. The Shach is very clear.
It's clearly that you make a bracha on it, but does he explain why?
He says, Yeshloima, the Hasa Milava Eitz Lo Yoya Kais Misukan Klal Veitzu Mamidai. So therefore, no bracha. Avalacha Marisha Kaisu Kilchasa Yerakshu Mechome Bekliyates. And it's not a mamid. It's pretty clear. Now, okay, the case of a handle, all the paiskim, as far as I understand, say a tovel with a bracha. I had a ha'ara on this. The case, you have a regular metal knife with a plastic or a wooden handle. Now, pashtus, you tovel with a bracha. I think everyone tovels with a bracha. I had a ha'ara from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is Saif Simon Tufnun Beis, who says that a handle of a knife is called a maimid, because the blade by itself is not usable. Now, there could be a metzias where it is usable. But he says that typically the blade of a knife is not usable, and he says that the handle has a din ma'imid. It would seem from that prima gadim that you would tivel such a knife without a bracha. That's what it would seem. It's a horror. I haven't seen anybody, as far as I recall, that discusses it. And I think all the paiskim can typically say to tivel it with a bracha. I'm just, it's a horror. The Eish Lavram, Saif Simon Tufnun Beis, seems to say, doesn't seem to say, he clearly says that it's a... Now we still have to learn, this Ramah talks about the blender case, and the question that was asked, it was still in Sif Zayin, the question was, do you have to tovel the non-metal part of the blender? And here you have to be Vidayak and the Lashon to follow. Zok to Ramah, those who are speaking, please whisper. Just whisper so everyone else can hear. Ramah, Rechaim shall pilpulin, shebesaycha eitz, yesh barzel kavua, shetechnin bait sarach tvila. Now listen carefully, there are two ways to tag this. Rechaim shall pilpulin, you have a mill, a pepper mill, shebesaycha eitz, it's made out of wood. But in the wood, yesh barzel kavua, there is metal, shetechnin bait, which you teichain, sarach tvila. Now what does he mean? Sarach tvila means the metal needs tvila, or the entire rechaim, including the wood, needs tvila. They have pepper shakers today that have a little grinder on the bottom, and you turn it, and it grinds. The shaker is made out of plastic, like everything else in the world, and the part that grinds is made out of metal. What does the Ramah mean? Does he mean the metal segment, the metal portion needs tvila, or does he mean the whole thing needs tvila? From the Ramah, I wouldn't know. Let's look at the Shach, learn it together, and try to understand what he's saying. Shach Yudalid. Kosev adarkei Moshe b'shein agoyes maimini. Da hatachtoin hamakabel hatavlin. In the pepper grinder, where there is a little cup on the bottom that catches the ground spice, ain't tzarech tevila. That does not have to be titled. V'chei kosev b'sev ehatasham din pehei. Da hatachtoin hamakabel hashochuk ain't tzarech de kulei eitz. The little cup that catches the ground up pepper does not need tefillah because it's made totally out of wood. Now listen carefully. Let's be mayim. He's saying the part that catches the pepper doesn't need because it's totally out of wood. What's he coming to bavar? Does he mean that the pepper grinder, the wooden pepper grinder with metal blades, a metal grinding device, that if the Ramah meant that only the metal needs tefillah, even in the pepper grinder itself, then he shouldn't have to tell us that the cup that catches it, of course it's made totally out of wood. What's the chiddush? It sounds like he holds the part of the wood which is connected to the metal, it's all one kli, it all does need tefillah. So I would think that the wood in the cup that catches it also needs tefillah. So kamash malan, no, it's separate, and therefore it doesn't need tefillah. That's what it seems, it sounds like to me. It sounds like he's saying that something which is one keli, which is metal and plastic, metal and wood, if the metal is enough to be mechayev tefillah, the entire kli is chayev tefillah, not just shalom the chatzitza, but the whole thing has a shem of a metal kli, if you go bust in the ikar of the kli, and that therefore the entire kli would need tefillah. That's what the language seems.
Why isn't that different than the
chametz? In what way?
It's a metal kli which has a wooden piece that holds
it together. No, here the metal is touching the food. The metal is touching the food.
It's a kli.
Right. Right. So well, it's the same as the mechaber. What's the question in the mechaber? Does the mechaber require the metal part to be tevil? Or even the wooden part? The mechaber doesn't say. He doesn't say if the whole thing needs tevilah or just the metal part needs tevilah. So so then it needed tevilah for incidental reasons. But not be'etzem. Then it needed because of chatzitza issues. I'm trying to show that in the Ikar HaDin it needs tevilah, that since it's all one kli, in the Ikar HaDin it would need tevilah. Really the same as in the wooden, in the previous sift, the wooden thing with rings, nobody's saying that just the rings need tefillah. If you go by some maybe the whole thing needs tefillah. Here also it would seem that the whole thing needs tefillah. A mixer with a bowl is separate. When the bowl is a separate bowl and you have a mixer that goes in, that should be like the shach. When they're separate, if the mixer device, usually the mixer thing is also metal, then whatever is separate, you can tevil by itself. Whatever is attached, it appears that when it functions attached, that it requires tefillah on the whole kli. And that may be so, even if it's removable. I don't know. The shach is makel when it's totally separate, when it functions separately. If it functions together, so it doesn't say clearly that it needs. But I'm not finished. Let's just finish the Ramah. The Ramah is the second case. B'chein ha-mishpacha yishol barzel. Mishpachis is not with a ches. Mishpachis with a chav. Hamishpachis shal barzel. Oy barzel shal barzel v'shal matchis. Kulan tzrichin tefila. The same thing he says. Now a mishpach sounds well. A barzel is a spout. A mishpach sounds like either a funnel or a pitcher or something that you pour through. That he says tzrichin tefila. That it requires tefila. The shach tezvav, aval mishpach shel eitz. But let's say you have a funnel or a pitcher of wood, the yesh bo shefeferes shabazel, and it has in it a pipe made out of metal. It's sarach tevilah for being mishtamish by derech habarzel, even though you mishtamish through the metal. The me'acha she'en a maimid bottle eitz al mishpach, b'chein kol ki yaitz bezeh. He says since it's not a maimid, it could work without it. So then, it's bottled to the kli. If it functions without it, then the metal which is there, presumably for the show, is not something that's mechayev tefillah. Now, what it appears to be from here is that when if the metal would be a maimid, if it's a functional part, certainly if it's the primary part, the grinder, it sounds like the entire keli needs metal, needs tefillah. And that's mechayiv with a bracha. Without is the old shayla of.
But don't we say the lashon of tzarach tefillah should require a bracha?
Again, we had in Shach Yud Gimel that if the metal couldn't function on its own, if the metal that was his lashon ilav ha'eith loyah yakeis mesukin klal, if it couldn't work without the non-metal, you don't make a bracha. But otherwise, it appears that the whole thing needs a bracha. Now, we've only touched the surface of this. What we learned now is, I think, a chiddush to most of us, that if you have a keli, which is metal and wood, whether the metal is the maimed to the wood, or the wood is a maimed to the metal touches the food, in both cases, the entire kli needs tefillah. In the case where the metal is on the outside, the machlokes is shach and the mechaber, but otherwise, it needs tefillah with a bracha in the case of a maimed. Now here is where it gets tricky. What happens if I have a kli? It's pure, all plastic. And I'm not tabling plastic. I go and I buy myself a coffee maker. It's all plastic. Nothing is metal. However, there are a couple of screws on the bottom made out of metal. And if I remove these screws, the whole thing falls apart. It doesn't stay together. These screws now, l'chaira, are a maimid for this whole kli. Now, there's something illogical about it, I agree, but it would seem that technically I have metal, which is maimid the kli, just like the metal belts that hold together the barrel, and these two screws on the bottom, assuming if I pulled them out, the thing would fall apart, that l'chaira should be a mechayev. Now, this, the shaila of the screws is in the Ramah. Turn to the next side on your pages, and look at what he says about the metal screws. And there's no comment, not by the Shach, not by the Taz. So let's see. V'davka she'ikar ha'kli hu shel matris. Davka if the ikar keli is made out of metal. Avo, however, im ikar ha'kli hu shel eitz, if the keli is made out of wood, rak shema'at barzel kavu abay, just as a tiniest, a ma'at, a small amount of metal. So it depends. Hoyel v'ef shalishtamish b'loy barzel, itzark tefillah. If you can use it without the metal, it doesn't need tefillah. If the metal is there for a decoration, or the metal is there for some other reason, to give it a longer life, it should last longer. So that is not mechayev tefillah. If ikra is plastic, and the metal is not functional, it doesn't need aval. However, now look into words. Don't tell me it's my chumra. Read the words. Aval, kli ha-mesukan b'yisei de-shabarzel. A keli which is mesukan, which is made, b'yiseidai shel barzel, with pegs of metal. U'b'loya yiseidai shel barzel, if, I'm not saying every case of screws is this way, if without the yiseidai, it would not be possible to use it, v'hein b'bifnim, and they're touching the food on the inside, tzorach tvila, then you need tvila. So listen carefully, he's saying, if there's some metal, but the metal is on the inside, so it's touching the food, so if the screw is on the inside, Sarach Tvila needs Tvila. Ramah is saying, if the screw is totally on the outside, that doesn't touch the food, it doesn't need Tvila. L'chaira, however, this Ramah is L'shitasa in Sivav. We said that the metal rings on the outside are not Mechayiv. He didn't argue with the Mechaber. The metal rings on the outside are not Mechayiv. The Shach, however, said that L'maisa, you have to Tvila it even if the metal rings are on the outside. If they're a Maimid, L'chaira then, in this case of screws, if you hold that screws are enough to give it a shein maimid, then it should be chayiv tefillah, even if the screws are on the outside. L'chaira. It sounds like that from the Groyu test. The Groyu test says that this whole thing is totally in the shayla of Perikah Gimel, Kalim Eitz. Habishamish Asamatchis, Tamei, Mazar Shamishas Eitz, Tar. He's toiling in that machlaikis of going busted the Ikarakli. And that's his arichus, and therefore it would seem that we're talking here about that same achleikus. So, all right. So I'll try to summarize. What we learned now is one shaila. Do you go basamaimit? There are two flip sides to the shaila. Shaila number one is where plastic. I'll talk about plastic. We don't have wood. Where plastic touches the food, metal doesn't touch the food. The metal doesn't touch the food. The Mechaber says, no tefillah. The Shas says, you tefillah without a bracha. Lamaisa, if you want to be meikel, you could be meikel, because the Arch HaShulchan says the minig is like the Mechaber, and the Shach is only the Supik. However, if you want to be yetzer kalashitis, you would be yetzer the Shach and tefillah. That's where the metal does not touch the food. Where the metal does touch the food, but the metal by itself wasn't, if the metal could work by itself, it's easy, you just tefillah the metal. But where the metal can't function on its own, it can only function with the plastic. So there, it would seem to be halacha lemaisa that you have to tovel the whole utensil that touches the food, the metal and the plastic, which gives it its form, all needs tvila. As that applies to screws, same thing. If the screw is totally on the outside, all without a bracha, every case. Now, if the screw is on the outside, that's something to survive, like the rings on the outside. If you want to be mekel, you can be sebech on the mechaber, but it seems to be a proper chumra to be machmir like the shach and tevil without a bracha. However, if the screw is on the inside and it touches the food, it would seem that then you would need tefillah. That seems to be what the Ramah is saying. It's a chiddush. I would think the screw is just incidentally touching the food. No one needs the screw as a metal touches the food. It's like a grinder where you want the metal to touch it. It's incidental. In order to hold it together with the body, they drill the hole and they put it in. But it says, what? Is there a case where you do make a bracha? It would seem to me that you would not make a bracha even on the metal blades that are in the plastic blender, because the metal blades are not usable by themselves, and the Shach says beferish, you don't make a bracha. So it would seem that any time either the maimed is plastic and the functional part is metal, or the functional part is plastic and the maimed is metal, that you never make a bracha, and it's always good to tevel it, although I have to admit, in the case with just a couple of screws on the outside, it sounds like a chumra yaseira. I think there are cases where if you pull out the screws, you can still use it, you just can't shake it too much. Sometimes it falls apart, sometimes it doesn't. I've taken apart things for other reasons, and I found that sometimes you pull out the screws, you still have to play with it to take it apart, and sometimes it just falls apart as you do it. Yeah, but it needs a ma'aseh uman. The Chafetz Chaim says the only time it can be called a Jew creating the kli is if it needs a ma'aseh uman. Screwing two screws in is not a ma'aseh. What? Very good. Take out the screws and use screws that are not kli yichel and use it. It's not going to be so good because we're going to say in Sifches, if you buy something not to be kli yichel and you change it to a kli yichel, well, we assume the Jew made it into Kli Eichel, but see, not that way in Sifches.
If you take them out and table the screws by themselves?
In this case, when the whole thing's a chumra, I would agree. If you switch the screws, it would be a good answer.
But could you table the screws by themselves if you took them out?
Could you tell? No, I don't think so. I don't think you could tell the screws because it's the Kli that's high if it becomes a Kli. Okay, now, what? I'm sorry.
But what he was talking about before, when if you take out the screws, is there a chiyuv on the kelim? If there are no screws in it, it's totally eight.
Is it usable? Is it usable or not? It's usable? It's not usable. You have to tell things are not usable.
Yeah, so it's not. Let's say it's
not. Usable things.
Now I put the blade into the mixer. Right. Now, so the blade is. I can use the blade. That's what I'm saying. Now, how does it? So if I take the blade and I put it into eight, where does this tefillah come from?
The blade by itself doesn't need tefillah. It's not usable. The blade needs tefillah as part of this utensil. It's part of.
But
this
I made the utensil. Utensils are coming.
Now, let me ask you. What do you think? If I have a wooden barrel. And I tevled the metal bands beforehand, and now I make the wooden barrel. So you think I don't need tefillah because I tevled the metal bands?
Sure, because right
now... No, the metal bands were not clear, not a clear.
Before it was no chiv, so being chiv and beyond these...
Metal that's not a kli. If you tevel, let's say I have a factory, and let's say it's a guy's factory. I want to go, I tell them, you know what, you sell to so many Jews. Instead of having tefillah problems, take all the raw metal you get, we'll tevel the raw metal, and now you'll make kalim out of it. It's not going to do anything.
The Jews are making kalim out of it.
But the point is that if you tevel it when it's not a kli, it doesn't patter.
Yeah, but we became a kli when it was a v'yad Yisrael, which is what he was saying.
Something that doesn't require a ma'isa uman is not called made through a yid. If you just put together the pieces, that's not called. It needs a ma'isa uman to have a shame. Cliche. So just because a guy made it and it needs assembly, it doesn't mean that it doesn't make it into a yid
kelim. There was no chiyuv before.
Things that are not kelim, you don't have to tevel. You can do whatever you want.
Once it's
a keli, it requires tevel.
Okay, so before,
and the fact that it requires assembly does not make it into a keli Adei Yisrael. If a guy creates something and he ships it to you and he says, put it together. Every blender you have to put together. Every blender you get it in the box.
But if he only creates the parts, he creates all the. There were four parts.
You buy a blender. Can you use the blender without putting it together?
I buy four parts to a barrel, and three of the parts are wood, and one part is metal. But right now, it's not a keli. It has no deal with keli.
I put it, I take it now, and I put them together. Where's the chiv?
I'll repeat, I said this three times, he's saying the same thing.
If
it doesn't require a Maisa Uman by the Yid, if it, the assembly is an easy assembly, any kid could put it together. I should say any adult could put it together these days, right? Anybody could put it together. Then the assembly of the Yid doesn't matter. If a guy makes a keli and he gives it to the and he gives it in parts to a Yid,
but it was never a keli.
That it doesn't require a Mesa Uman to put it together, then it's a keli even before.
But it wasn't a keli.
Again, if it doesn't need a Maisa Uman to put it together, then it's still called the guy's keli. As long as it's still taken apart, you can do whatever you want with it.
But
you don't
it was
have to
never
tell
a keli to begin with.
It's a keli. It just has to do because you have to put the two pieces together to use it. Doesn't mean it's not a keli. It's a keli. It just needs to be. It needs to be put together
to.
Let me explain. I'll try one more time. Let us say in time that tumin tahara anayik, tumin tahara anayik. I take a table and I unscrew the legs from the table. I say now it's shivrei kelim. Now it's tar. The halacha is it's not true. If it's not a broken keli, if it doesn't need a Maisa Uman to put it together, if I can just reassemble it, that's the Gemara's case. I have a bed, I have a headboard and footboards, and I take it apart to table it. Why do I have to table it? It's broken. A broken keli is tar. It's not true. Something, it's not only the 20th century. If Me'ol Me'ad, they had kelim that needed assembly to be functional, and it's still a keli when it's taken apart. That doesn't make a nice keli.
That's the case where, what the Rav's case is, where it started out as a keli. I'm talking in a case where there was never made into the keli in the first place.
That's
it was
true.
Just a part.
Again,
that's
I think I said, if Gaia make a keli, make parts, that putting it together is not a Maisa Uman. That's called that the guy made the keli. That's called the guy made the keli.
For at least a year now, I don't think that's the difference.
I don't think you'll find anything differently in Mishnayos Kelim.
I
don't care with all the pictures. Okay, I don't need
not
something
to
say.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
If you take something apart that doesn't need a uman to put it together, that's not called taking apart. People always took
but
things apart.
It was never
at
together.
First.
Complicated directions to put it together.
It was never
if it
together.
Needs a Maisa Uman to put it together, I'm asking. What's a Maisa Uman? We could argue what's a Maisa Uman, you know. There's the old joke about the guy who gave Kiddush, he finished a puzzle. So someone looked at the puzzle, he said, I finished the puzzle, it took me only a year. So he looks at the puzzle, he says, that's an easy puzzle. He says, oh yeah? It says on the cover, 2 to 4 years. You know, it's say what's called a Maisa Uman is depends on. We can argue. Maybe you say it is a Maisa Uman. Maybe it is a Maisa Uman. Now, Rav Yitzchak is arguing something else. That things that come separate are separate.
Never a right. To begin with.
I don't know. You argue Mishnayos Kelim. The Shach says that when you have a keli that has a maimid shell. Kesef and what do you mean? Why would they tip
together?
Why do they have to ship
together?
You
have a keli.
You bought the assembled pieces in the box.
There was never a keli.
What?
There was never a keli. You didn't have a din tumah on it. If you, it would never be makabel
tumah.
It would never be makabel tumah. The parts are not makabel. Don't ever
tumah. You must put it together. Oh, so that is not true. The Gemara says a sukkah. The Gemara says, it's based on the Gemara and Sukkah about a bed. It says that a bed, which you can tivel the bed, and we don't tivel bed, but it says you can tivel a bed either totally in its usable manner, or if you start taking it apart, you have to take it apart totally. In other words, you have the headboard, the footboard, and the two sideboards, and you put them together. So when you put them together, there's a chatzitza in the sense that the headboard and the sideboards are touching each other. And no water gets there. If it's functional as you tivel it, that's fine. That's not a chatzitza. But let's say you take off the headboard and you leave the footboard attached. Now it is a chatzitza. So that's what it says there in the Gemara and Sukkah. The Hartzvi has a truman yeredeya. He says the same thing for Tfilas Kalim. You have a choice. Either tivel it the way you use it, all assembled. Or, once you start taking it apart, you have to take it apart totally. Now, how much is totally? You know, do you have to take apart the parts that require Uman to put it together? Well, if you're going to have to do that, you might as well just put it together again. But certainly the parts that come apart easily, once you take something apart, You have to take it apart totally. So that's the halacha. You could do it either way.
Why can't you take the blade of the blender? It's not the cleave. That's not how you use it.
The blade of a blender.
Not like the metal fan.
Well, it may be that you can tovel it separately. However, the plastic is also chayiv. That's what it says in the shach. The shach says, "Hosam ilav ha'etz lo yoya kois mesukin klal." It says where, if not for the eitz, the kais wouldn't work at all. He says in that case, you have to tovel it bli bracha, and it appears from his lashon that you have to tovel the whole thing, not just the metal part, but the whole keli. Now if that's true. You could do it separately, yeah. Even though that piece by itself doesn't require
tefillah. The process, which is the blade, yeah, is totally separate, but since it's used in the whole keli, the whole contains is what has to be tefillah.
The whole thing is what has to be tefillah.
The electric part too.
It's not the electric part. The electric part never touches the food.
It doesn't work. It's not part of the keli. It can't work without the electric.
Well, then you have Ramesh's Nakuda that he looks at it as a separate kli. That the metal, if you have a pot and electric, that the electric pot not. The electric pot doesn't touch the food. It's a separate keli. So you have the pot that holds the food that goes on to it. That part can hold the food by itself. The storage, it can be a storage utensil by itself. So therefore, that pot has its own dinner.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work what? As intended without the electricity. You don't need it.
Yeah.
So if you're a mixer, where you put the metal spin, the whole base that has.
It sounds like the plastic needs tefillah. I'll give you a homework for next week. Rabbi Heinemann has a guide to Hilchos Tefillah Scalem. Somebody here downloaded it? Was it you? Somebody had brought it one day. Let's see what he says about these plastic. Whether this chiddush we're learning now, that in a blender, the plastic thing that holds the blade, it sounds like from the shach that the whole plastic needs tefillah. That's what it seems. He's that way from the Ramah too. He says the screws are mechayev de'etz in tefillah. It certainly sounds that way. So that we'll have to see, and we'll have sivches.